Amen. The portion of scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, beginning with the 11th verse. This is our gospel for today, this Good Shepherd Sunday. Dear fellow sheep in the Lord's flock. The bears, they have huge claws. Tigers, they're fierce and powerful. Lions hunt in packs and are able to tear you apart with their ferocious teeth and fangs. And there's wolves who hunt in packs as well, and coyotes who are hunt alone but kill many sheep. And I was recently looking it up, and I last found numbers from 2009. In 2009 alone, about 250 sheep and goats were killed by predators in the United States alone, causing about $20.5 million worth of losses for those ranchers and farmers. The number one predator of sheep in the United States is coyotes, killing about half of the sheep in the United States each year. The number two predator, believe it or not, domestic dogs. Against such predators, sheep have little to no hope. Sheep are docile and not ferocious. They're not big or strong or powerful as their predators. They're not fast. In fact, sheep are so weak and have no defense mechanisms, it's been well documented that birds like eagles and falcons and even ravens have been known to kill and eat sheep. To top it all off, sheep are dumb. It also has been well documented that when a predator comes, they run away from it so much that they trample each other to death. Slow, weak, and stupid. Powerless. There's a good reason why the Lord refers to us as sheep. Weak, stupid, and powerless. Despite what we want to think about ourselves, that is what we truly are. Weak, stupid, and powerless. Against our predators, against our enemies, we are defenseless. We don't stand a chance. We need someone on our side fighting for us, guarding and protecting us. We need a shepherd. Not a hired hand. No, hired hand is, he's a hired hand. No, a shepherd can't watch over his sheep 24-7. He needs to sleep. Maybe he's got business to attend to outside of town. Maybe he needs to take care of a sick family member of some sorts. So he hires someone. But the hired hand is not invested in these sheep. He didn't pay for these sheep. He didn't raise up these sheep. If an enemy comes, a hired hand runs away and saves his own life. He lets the sheep be devoured. And when the sheep are scattered throughout the countryside because of this predator, the hired hand is not likely to go risk his own life in search for these sheep. And of course, that's a problem because sheep can't defend themselves. And we can't defend ourselves either. When our predators attack, when the devil attacks, we are powerless to stop him, just as much as a sheep is powerless to stop an attack from a wolf or a coyote or a lion. Our enemy, the devil, is described this way by Peter. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. As a sheep is helpless against a lamb, we are helpless against the devil. And to make matters worse, Jesus tells us about the devil that he is a wolf in sheep's clothing. That was bad enough when a lion attacks a sheep out in the open for everyone to see in the daylight. But a surprise attack or attack at night is far worse, with far deadly consequences. So Satan does not attack us out in the open. When he attacks us, he doesn't use people who seem evil to us, that we can readily see them as evil and stay away from them. No, he disguises himself. He seems as if he's a sheep only to reveal himself as a wolf and devour us. Now when he overtakes us, he uses those who seem innocent. Uses those who seem legit or nice or fellow Christians. Only to lead us astray little bit by a little bit until we are easily overtaken as we are no longer under the watching care and protection of our shepherd. Now we need that shepherd to watch over us. We need a shepherd to guard and defend us against our enemies. To protect us. A shepherd gentle enough to love us and to care for us, and yet a shepherd powerful enough to guard us and protect us and to defeat our enemies. As David, as a shepherd, once beat that lion and bear. That's why we have our Lord. As Jesus says about himself in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Like David, a good shepherd puts his life on the line. Defends his sheep against all enemies, against all attacks from lions or bears, coyotes or wolves, whatever it might be. And that's what Jesus does for us. He puts his life on the line for us. When enemies attack, when the devil attacks, when our sinful nature attacks, the Lord put his life on the line for us. Our enemies, well, they keep on coming again and again, and yet our Lord guards us and defends us again and again. There's one enemy of ours, however, that everyone faces. That overtakes everyone. And to defeat that one enemy, Jesus had to succumb to that enemy. Death. 5 times in our text for today, Jesus makes references to how a good shepherd must lay down his life for the sheep, or how he laid down his life for the sheep. Listen to 17 and 18 again. The reason my Father loves me is that I laid down my life for the sheep, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. Jesus defeated death by dying. He saved us by giving up his own dear life, by dying in our place. And he did so willingly. No one took that from him, he said. As God, he has power over all things. And yet, he let himself be killed. He willingly died on the cross, gave up his life for us. So the way the Lord defeated death was by becoming a lamb. The shepherd became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Or as Isaiah says in chapter 53, he was oppressed and afflicted. Yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. The sheep, the shepherd became a sheep, willingly coming down from heaven to become one of us, taking our place as our substitute on the cross and paying for the eternal consequences of our sin. And why would the shepherd willingly die for the sheep? Not only because he loves us and cares for us and to save us, but also because he knew what he had the power to do. The Lord, our good shepherd, knew that he had the power to lay down his life and the power to raise his own life from the dead. Of course, that's what he did 3 days after he died. Now, Jesus spoke these words about 6 months before his death. So here is a prophecy that he was going to die for us only to rise for us. And his resurrection from the dead is proof. Proof that he is our Lord, our God. Proof that he is a good shepherd who defeats all our enemies. Proof that he has defeated death and gives that victory to us. We know that because he lives, we too will live and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Free from our enemies, free from any predator. The good Lord is watching over us, caring and protecting for us. We know that we are safe in his arms and that no enemy can attack us. Micah and Noah are really into Looney Tunes lately, so we've been watching Looney Tunes a lot. There is a series of cartoons with Sam Sheepdog and Ralph Wolf. Ralph Wolf looks like Wile E. Coyote except for with a red nose. The premise of this series of cartoons is that when Ralph Wolf and Sam Sheepdog clock in for the day, Sam Sheepdog sits on top of this cliff or on top of a hill and watches his sheep down below in the valley. And then Ralph Wolf tries everything in his arsenal, some ideas are good, some aren't so good, to steal a sheep and to devour that sheep. Sometimes it looks as if he's almost going to succeed. He maybe even steals a sheep away. Until right at the end when Sam the Sheepdog comes in and saves the sheep from peril. And as we were watching those cartoons, we know exactly what's going to happen. Despite what it may seem, despite what it looks like, there's no chance that Ralph Wolf is actually going to eat a sheep. Sam Sheepdog actually, absolutely every time saves the day. Maybe it's a horrible example, but that's what I think of when I think of our Lord as a shepherd watching over our sheep. No matter how horrible it may seem, no matter grave the situation, it seems as if the devil has tore us away from our shepherd. We know that every time our shepherd, our good Lord, is in control, and he's always going to watch over us. He's always going to protect us and save us from the devil. Jesus says in verse 28 after our text, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No one can snatch Jesus' sheep from his hand. Not even our biggest predator, the devil. Not even death. Because we are his sheep. The Lord chose us from the beginning of the world to be our own. We belong to him. And he knows us. He knows us personally, intimately. He knows each and every one of us, not just some sort of head knowledge. He doesn't know us by watching us from afar. He doesn't know us by reading some report by the angels. He knows us personally, connected to us, invested in us. He knows each and every one of his sheep by name. He even knows the very number of hairs on our head. He knows us and he loves us as his dear children. And not only does he know us, but we know him as we read, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Now we are the Lord's sheep. We belong to him through faith. Faith worked in us through the gospel. So knowing the Lord and the Lord knowing us go hand in hand with each other. They both come through the word. They both come through the gospel. As the gospel was shared with us, as we were brought to faith and welcomed into God's flock, we grew in the knowledge of God. The more we know, the more we're in the word we know, the more we know about our good shepherd. Through the word, we see all that Christ has done for us. We know him as our God, as our Lord, and yet as true man. We know that he is the one who became a sheep for us, as the one who laid down his life for us only to take it up again. The one who paid for our eternal consequences of our sin so that he could give us eternal life. We know the Lord, not only who he is and what he has done, not just a mere head knowledge, not just knowing facts about the Lord. No, we know Him by experience. We can all give examples in our own lives and in the lives of the loved ones where we have seen the Lord beside us. Well, we have seen the Lord guarding us and protecting us, defeating our enemies on our behalf. And because we know the Lord, we follow the Lord. As He says a few verses before our text, each sheep, His sheep follow Him because they know His voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from Him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. We know the Lord. We know Him as our shepherd. We know what He has done for us. We don't know the voice of others. There are many people who claim to be able to show us the way to eternal life. There are many people who claim to have the answers to this life. There are many who seem to be legit caretakers of the soul. But they don't lead us to the way, the truth, and the life. Their pastures may look enticing, they may look lush and green, but they're filled with dangers and poisons. There's only one who leads us to the green pastures and the life-giving waters. There's only one who gave up His life only to take it up again. There's only one who guards us and protects us. There's only one who can defeat us from all our enemies. And we know Him through His Word. So when we're in danger, and even when we're not, we follow the Word. We follow His voice by reading His Word. By returning to it again and again. Because He has given up His life only to save us. He has taken care of us like only a good shepherd, the good shepherd, can. And we know His love stands firm and His protection endures forever. You know, sheep have many predators. Defenseless against all of them, hundreds of thousands die each year alone just in the U.S. Our predators are much more numerous, much more powerful, and like sheep, we are helpless against them. And yet, not one of us is lost. Because we have the good shepherd. The shepherd who watches over us, takes care of us. The shepherd who laid down His life only to rise from the dead. We know Him through His Word. And He knows us. So we follow Him and we cling to His voice until He takes us home, where we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.